Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is how you know that my relationship with Bob has progressed to the point where, all right, I'm willing to consider the potential. We watched our first Star Wars movie together. I even let him pick. Jay, how generous is that? I actually let him pick which Star Wars movie we would start with. Our first Star Wars experience together, which is significant in and of itself. It took 2 months. There was no Star Wars experience before 2 months. I had to be sure he was worthy of that. And I actually let him pick. Are you stunned? Do you wonder what has happened to me?
I'm a little stunned. I mean, that's very nice of you and very trusting.
Thank you. So as it turns out, Bob wanted to begin with episode one, Phantom Menace. So that was our Saturday night movie date. Phantom Menace, and it was nice. It was nice to watch it with him and hear his reaction. And also, I'm relentless when it comes to Star Wars. You don't have to be a Star Wars nerd like me, but you have to encourage and adore my Star Wars fandom. Well, so he seems to be doing okay in that regard. So for now, I'll allow him to continue picking the movies. I'll allow him to do that until he goes horribly wrong and off the rails. Wow. And then, yeah, the good thing is he's asked me for my advice because he respects my Star Wars knowledge and acumen.
Dare I ask what's next, though?
Yes, we are going to continue in chronological order. And whenever that happens, which I'm kind of thinking it should happen this week because this is the first week of May. May the 4th is on tap. And I promise you, even though TNT has both has both hoops and hockey playoffs, this week there will be a variety of Star Wars marathons on TNT and TBS because that's what they do. It's their commitment to Star Wars fans. So I don't know when or how, but I feel like another Star Wars movie might be in order this week because of the annual May the 4th be with you. Now, see, here's the deal. I am willing to consider the potential. I might believe that he is a keeper for all time if he actually says to me on Thursday, May the 4th be with you. If he does, I will know there's something special about this dude. So we'll see. Don't say anything. No one say anything, okay? Jay, don't give him a heads up. I know that you are a big fan of Bob's, but no one give him a heads up because I need to know if he is able to generate this all by himself. Since he's in touch with culture, society, the news, and is relatively aware of what's going on around him, thankfully, he probably will see it somewhere. You can't really be online on May the 4th without seeing Star Wars references. So what are the chances? What do you think? Do you believe that Bob will come through? Because if he doesn't come through, also this week we have our 2-month anniversary. So 2-month anniversary versus May the 4th be with you. Which one do you think is more important to remember this week? If you No, me, Jay. What do you think?
I mean, I think you know the answer that I'm going to say.
What is the answer?
May the 4th. I mean, it's...
Yeah, forget the two-month anniversary. Who cares? No, I'm just kidding.
It's May the 4th. You gotta celebrate accordingly. I have faith in Bob. I think he's going to surprise you.
Well, what is the chance he goes and does the... Like, actually does the dynamic duo and remembers both 8 weeks since our date, since our fishing date that almost went horribly wrong but did not? Clearly, if I had gotten a hook in his hair, well, then we might not be watching Star Wars together. But either way, what are the chances that he remembers both 2 months as well as May the 4th?
Both of them?
Yeah. Is that asking too much?
It's
Is that setting the bar too high? Should I lower my expectations for Bob?
It's a lot, but I think Bob can handle it. I mean, he hasn't failed anything so far.
All right.
All right. Maybe I don't
Let's
know,
not get but... crazy. In fact, I think just last week he forgot 7 weeks, but that's not like a huge deal. No, I'm just teasing. It's 7 weeks is whatever. The man's got a job too. He's busy. So I understand it. But 2 months is a thing. It's like 2 months is 2 months. That's significant.
It's a milestone, I suppose. Yeah,
it is a milestone, especially when you're doing it long distance, harder when you're doing 2 months long distance. But yes, 2 months and then May the 4th. We'll see. If he passes those tests with flying colors, I might have to move him up in my speed dial on my phone.
Now, which one would you want first? The 2 month remembrance?
Well, because the 2 months is Monday. It's Monday, gotcha. May 1st. Yes. Plus, I have my last class on this Monday, May 1st. And, I have to run 2 hours. So, you know, what a day. What a Monday. Wasn't my plan. I would have run my 2 hour training over the weekend, but no joke. It poured all weekend long. I even left. Well, I didn't leave church early. I taught my early service. And then instead of staying for the second service, I came home on Monday or got home on Monday. So Monday, Amy, my gosh, breathing. I got home on Sunday morning to try to get the run in because the radar had indicated that there might be a window until about lunchtime or so. Oh, negative, Ghost Rider. I got ready to go. I was willing to deal with wet and some drizzle, but I look at the radar, the entire screen within an inch of my house was green and yellow, as in yellow with the thunder and lightning. And so, yeah, there was no way. I would have gotten partway into my run and had to turn around and come home anyway. So it wouldn't have been safe for me to be out there running in that kind of rain. Not to mention, I would have been miserable. I mean, I already don't love running, and 2 hours is a really long time, so treadmill it is. So on Monday evening after my class, it's like torture. I get to teach my class. I don't get to eat after I teach class instead, which is what I normally do. Instead, I have to get dressed, go right to the 24-hour fitness center at my hotel, and either 11 miles or 2 hours, whichever comes first. That's what I got to do on a treadmill. I'm going to be in the same room for 2 hours. The longest I've ever done on a treadmill is an hour. This is going to be excruciating. I know your face. You wouldn't do 10 minutes on a treadmill, much less 10 miles. It's true.
10 minutes is pushing it.
It's pushing it. Any chance you would fall off the treadmill at 10 minutes? That's the thing, is it requires concentration on a treadmill. The only good part is that, A, I can chart my mileage. It'll be very specific, my mileage. Whereas when I'm outside, I'm just kind of guesstimating based on time. And also, it'll take some of the pounding off of my knees and just my legs in general, my body in general, because of the softer cushion. But yeah, boring as heck. There better be multiple TVs in there so I can watch basketball and watch hockey.
Yeah, if you got a screen in there, it might...
No, two screens.
Two screens.
I need two screens.
Action.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree. We'll see how good this hotel fitness center is. I did see they have multiple treadmills, though, so I'm hoping that they also have multiple TVs.
Maybe the treadmill has a TV built in.
Maybe the treadmill does have a TV. It's funny because as you were saying that, I was thinking that, there could be a screen right there. Or I could watch on my phone if I needed to.
You could do that, too. Just prop it right up.
Yeah, it just would be a little bit small. But, yes, that's Monday. But before that, we'll see whether or not Bob comes through. I will say, though, he exceeded my expectations with the Star Wars experience. Not only has he been raving about it for the last 24 hours, boy, sleeping now, but the last 24 hours after he was raving about it, but also we had a relatively intelligent discussion about it.
Oh.
How about that?
That's important.
That is important.
That's important.
And you want to know what else? It's super nerdy. Don't hold this against me. In fact, don't repeat it ever. If I tell you the secret, Do you agree? It's not really a hard word. Do you agree to keep it to yourself?
I agree.
Okay. Everybody else out there, you better agree too. I made a list.
Really?
Of Star Wars viewings in order and how they should go. Just because I wanted I actually put the little on your, at least on Samsung, on my Galaxy, you can do notes and you can have little check boxes where when you check it off, it not only puts the check mark, but then puts a line through the item. Is that the nerdiest thing you've ever heard? So it's my Star Wars list. I know. But anyway, he's on board. So I got to give him brownie points for that. He likes the Star Wars list.
He's into it.
Do you think he's condescending?
No, I don't. I don't think that. I really don't. Because that's a commitment. Like, that's someone who's actually trying to start from the beginning. I love that choice by him, by the way.
Yeah, I've never done that before. I've never watched them in all chronological order. We do plan to work some Obi-Wan into the mix as well. Yeah.
I have a very important question about that night, though, regarding Bob. Did he go to the movie theater and get movie theater popcorn?
No, he did not, actually. It's funny because I was wondering the same thing. I asked him. I had just finished dinner when we started the movie because I had worked out. And I asked him whether or not he was going to do snacks. And he's like, nah, I'm not a big snacker. That was nearly the end of our relationship before we got to 2 months. You're not a big snacker. In fact, I'm pretty sure, Jay, I eat more than he does. There's a good chance that I eat more than he does.
Does he like good snacks at least when he does?
No, he doesn't snack, he said. He's not much of a snacker.
I mean, I guess if he's going to do it once in a while, at least maybe there's like he's saving it for the best stuff or
popcorn.
I can see that.
When we ever do a movie together, if he survives to have that privilege, then there will need to be popcorn.
I mean, he's got this great idea about going to the movie theater, bringing it home, popcorn.
On Saturday night. We were on the phone for a while, too, before we started. But, yeah, it actually worked out really well. It's funny because I've had a bunch of friends who've said to me before, like, oh, yeah, when in a long-distance relationship, we do movie dates. But it's hard to figure out. You have to start the movie at the same time if you don't have a group watch option. You have to start the movie at the same time. Then you have to pause at the same time if somebody needs to get up. And I had to take Penny out halfway through, of course. The dog has no sense of timing, zero chill. So I had to get up and take the dog out halfway through the movie. And then, of course, there's the whole, how do you communicate? Do you stay on video and just the video's just sitting there? Do you stay on the phone? Do you hang up and text? What do you do? Do you have a preferred mode of keeping in touch over have you ever done a long distance movie date?
No,
it
can't
actually
say I
it
have.
Brings you together. It makes you feel so much closer.
No, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think it'd be a great way to see each other.
To bridge the gap.
I would probably do stay on FaceTime or like something like that, a video message, I would say.
Yes. Well, we ended up, because we had done video call on Friday, that was our Friday date, I didn't need to see him again. I'm just joking. Sorry, Bob.
I get that a lot.
Let's hope Bob did not hear that. So we instead stayed on the phone and did like Bluetooth, which kind of muted some of the sound. But it took me a couple of minutes. I got us exactly synced. I was pretty proud of myself.
Which is amazing because you didn't have the group watch option. So to actually line it up just like that, it's like a science.
Oh, yeah. No, it was. It was. I was nerding out over that, too. I'm telling you, if he survives some of my nerdy stuff or actually sees it, that'll be the big test. First big test was about my career. Doesn't faze him. He's proud of me, which is really cool. But the second big test is whether or not he can survive the Star Wars onslaught. You know there are times where nothing but Star Wars will do. So,
of course.
So
obviously.
We'll see whether or not he survives that or if he all of a sudden resents my love for Star Wars.
I think he's on board. So.
You think so?
I really do.
No, wait till he finds out that I actually read the books, too.
We'll get there.
Don't reveal that level of nerdiness. That's more of a 10-month thing, a year revelation.
Yeah, maybe like 4 or 5 months in, we'll be like, hey, you know they have books, right?
All right, Jay, fine. I'll take your advice. I won't hit him over the head with my complete nerdiness before we get
to... So far, so good. So.
Before we get to 2.5 months. Let's talk to Paul, who's in Charlotte. Paul, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, thanks so much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, listening to your conversation, Bob sounds like a keeper. He sounds like a good guy.
I agree.
So give him a little bit of space. And
I'm sorry. We're long distance by about 1,700 miles. How much more space does he need, Paul?
Yeah, I understand. It's mental space.
You're assuming that I need to give him mental space, not the other way around.
No. I've been married for 38 years.
Give him some
marriage
space.
Marriage is all give and take. Uh-huh. As long as you're willing to give more than you take on both sides, you'll have a successful relationship.
That's not a problem for me. However, I don't think it's fair for you to assume that I should give him more space.
No, I'm not assuming anything. So that's just my only comment. But earlier today you were talking about how much fun the month of May is going to be. This is my favorite month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I just got done with the NHRA Top Fuel drag races here in Charlotte. And if anybody's never been to see a NHRA event, it's a must see. Brittany Force set the Charlotte track record here at 3.651 seconds at 336 miles an hour in qualifying. I love drag racing. And we've got coming up in Charlotte, we've got the All-Star race at North Wilkesboro. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has refurbished the track. And then we've got the Coke 600. My daughter and I are going to see Robert Plant. And my daughter's graduating college. So this is going to be a month of like epic proportions.
I think it is for a lot of families, too, especially if they have college students who are graduating or Mother's Day. There are a lot of weddings in May. It's a really beautiful month in many places, too. It's not too hot yet, maybe not super humid with a lot of bugs, but a lot of flowers everywhere. I know May is the anniversary of when I bought my house. It'll be 3 years this month. And
I remember when you bought your house and all the stories you told. It was fantastic.
That's what got me through the pandemic, because moving in a pandemic is as much fun as it sounds. But the May flower that always pops up to commemorate my purchase of the house are the peonies, and they have survived the storms. They are tall. The tallest of my peony plants, and they really do form multiple bushes, are over waist high. That's how tall they are. And there are giant buds on the peonies. And so I'm really excited. Nothing's opened yet. But this time last year, they just got hammered by a hailstorm and a really awful rainstorm that came through, and they didn't survive. And so I'm praying that they are okay this May, so I have more time with them.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Everything is blooming here. The azaleas, the dogwoods, everything. Allergies are a little bit of a problem, but everything else is great here in Carolina. I was so happy to hear you talk about the Florida Panthers. I'm a season ticket holder for our AHL team, the Charlotte Checkers, who are the minor league affiliate of the Florida Panthers.
Nice.
And the hockey games are a blast, and I'm so happy to see the Panthers do so well, because all of our players move up there. So really, really cool. And you talked about two of the greatest comebacks the greatest comebacks that we've ever seen in our lives. And I've got two that I saw in person, if I could say real quick. The first was in 1992 NASCAR race. It was Richard Petty's last race. Bill Elliott won the race. He was my favorite driver. But Alan Kulwicki won the championship, and he was a driver owner, and nobody thought that he could win the championship, but he did. That was one of the coolest things I've seen in person. The other coolest thing I've seen in person was in 1976, the Buffalo Sabres. Let me go back a second. 1975, the Buffalo Sabres lost the Stanley Cup to the Philadelphia Flyers. I remember standing there crying because my dad took me. The following year, 1976, the Soviet Union brought over their two best teams. The Soviet Red Army played against the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Soviet Wings played against the Buffalo Sabres. I was there with my dad. The Buffalo Sabres beat the Soviet Wings 12-6. And then the following week, The Philadelphia Flyers were going to play the Soviet Wings. That's the game that Viktor Tikhonov took the Soviet Red Army off the ice because they were scared to play the Flyers. And to this day, they were only exhibition games, but those were the best games that the best game that I've ever seen in my life. And my dad bought me a shortwave radio. Of course, this was in the days before 24/7 news channels. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening on the shortwave radio how embarrassed the Soviet Union was because of the Sabres game. Yes. And the Philadelphia game.
Yes.
And my little team, the Buffalo Sabres, created an international incident. And to me, that's,
nice.
That's the best game that I've seen in my life. And I will call you back to give you a full report of the All-Star race and the Coke 600.
Okay, well, we still have a ways to go to get to that. But, yes, looking forward to those events in May. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Calling in from Charlotte. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The most unbelievable, unlikely, improbable, stunning, shocking upsets in sports history. You can use any of those adjectives. We're getting some great responses. I just saw this for the first time on our Facebook page, though. Now, some of these are long before my time, so I'm taking your word for it when you tell me that you believe it ranks up there with some of the others that I've seen. But I do love that we just saw, for the first time, from Benny on Facebook, Giants, he says stopping Brady, but I think he meant stopping Brady. And of course he meant the Patriots, not just Brady, because that would be an awful game, the New York Giants against Tom Brady. The Giants stopping Brady from perfection. Going back to the 07 season when the Giants were a wild card and had lost to the Patriots in the regular season finale, right? But then got the chance for the rematch in the Super Bowl. It was definitely an epic upset. And Brady still, to this day, or at least whenever I hear him, still says that one hurts probably more than any of the others make him happy. He stews over the losses more than he celebrates the wins.
You suck, Brady.
So find us on social media, and also no one tell Bob about my Star Wars nerddom, and don't give him a clue about the 2 months. We'll see if he... Oh, no, May the 4th. I have to be honest. I care more about May the 4th. I do. That would signify that we might be soulmates if he remembers May the 4th, or it pops in May the 4th and he actually picks up his phone and sends me a text about it.
Got a good feeling.
Unless he sends me some meme that makes fun of it, in which case all bets are off.
No,
that will not do.
None of that.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
Podcast.
Jokic has it across the timeline. Jokic got a look at his eyes. Over to Brown. Got right-handed tomahawk! Denver leads it 116-95 in game number one. Oh, Lynch loses the ball. Breakaway Bruce Brown. Get it again! If it feels good, do it twice, Denver! Timeout, Phoenix!
Hey, that's me. I play defense. I knew KD was going to go with the cross. I mean, I played with him for 2 years, so I know exactly what he wanted to do. And I got him a few times in practice, so I knew it was coming.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Bruce Brown on Nuggets Radio. Man, talk about a runaway train. And Brown's defense, a big reason why, not to mention those back-to-back dunks. Jason Kosbicki on Nuggets Radio, and then Brown also on the Nuggets Radio Network. The top seed in the West, led by as many as 25 in this game. And it's a good start for a team that, let's be fair, was going the wrong way and playing their worst basketball of the year at the end of the regular season.
to beat a team like that. It's the offense, it's the defense, it's every facet of the game. Obviously, I think when we are rebound teams, we win plus 11 on the glass. You mentioned the three-point line. They're 7 of 23, and we're 16 of 37. Huge differential there. I think we held them to 40% from the mid-range. We understood that this is a heavy, heavy volume from the mid-range, so the physicality and the willingness to pursue from behind, contest, square the ball up, make them uncomfortable. You know, we forced them into 16 turnovers.
You look at the stat sheet, they got 100 shots up, we got 84. They got 37 threes up, we got 23. They made 16, we made 7. It's a make or miss league. We can talk about a lot of different things evolving our game, like defense and getting back on defense and making an extra pass. But if you just make more shots than your opponent, then you got a good chance to win a basketball game, and that's what they did.
The early things that you look at are that exactly, getting 17 more shots than us, turning the ball over, getting them 18 points that way, second chance points also, offensive rebounds. So those are the main things I can, you know, see off the bat. But, you know, we need some time to digest it and see what really went on.
Kevin Durant, Devin Booker following Michael Malone. So, yeah, the feeling out process for these two in the Western Conference. But coming up on Monday evening, they're back at it in Denver, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, actually 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And that is the second game of the doubleheader on TNT. We get the opener of the Sixers and the Celtics, actually, earlier on Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. One of the things that I love about the way the Nuggets are playing right now is not just Nikola Jokic. He's relatively steady when he's healthy, and we saw, of course, that he struggled, what was it, the ankle at the end of the regular season? Either way, he was out for a bit, and the team is not the same without him. They're not as fluid without him, but man, to see what Jamal Murray is doing in these playoffs so far has been pretty incredible, and he also is healthy.
Personally, I missed two playoffs, you know, so that sucked, you know, just sitting here missing this type of game. And like I said, if I heard some fans in the back say it, and I just, it's good to be back. It's good to play at the most valuable time of the year and make a difference, make an impact. So like I said, I'm having fun. We're having fun, and we've been waiting for this for a while.
Jamal Murray with 34 on Saturday evening. He had a half dozen of Denver's three-pointers, and this really wasn't much of a contest. The Nuggets got a full head of steam and blew by the Suns. But game two comes up later on Monday. All right, straight ahead. The Los Angeles Lakers used what they called a game seven mentality, not officially a game seven, but a game seven mentality to paste, embarrass, humiliate, blast, squash, level the Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, those are all really good action verbs. What happened to Dylan Brooks?
That's what real men do.
And what did Ja Morant have to say? But just as importantly, Warriors, Lakers, round two. And how about the Golden State Warriors going from being, I don't want to say an underdog because that is not accurate, but going from being a team that had to play its way through the postseason bracket on the road because of the fact that they sucked all year away from home, so they barely stayed out of the play-in tournament, but to now having the home court advantage, which is huge for them. The Lakers obviously taking out the two seed clears the way for the Warriors now to be the home team in their upcoming semifinal series. We got some good stuff still remaining. Nuggets, Suns, the reigning MVP, Kevin Durant, Jamal Murray, Devin Booker. Then you think about Steph and Klay and Dre reunited with LeBron, but now it's also Anthony Davis. And then, of course, the Final Four in the East is just as interesting, just as compelling, great star power. I saw, I think he's an NBA guy for maybe the Associated Press. I think it was Tim Reynolds, might have been Tim Reynolds, who made a comment on Twitter about how all according to plan or great plan NBA. And I was like, oh no, don't put that that thought out there that people can believe this is orchestrated by the league. It's rigged, if you will. My mother believes that. She believes the NBA rigs this stuff, because especially when it comes to the Warriors, because she knows how much people love to watch the Warriors, including her. She thinks, oh, the NBA wants them to be in the playoffs as long as possible. Like, Mom, it's not rigged. All right, you can find us on Twitter.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
A-Law Radio on Facebook, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here come the Lakers 2-on-2. Reeves down the middle, lay it up and in. Timeout, Memphis. Lakers 74. And the Grizzlies 47. Rebound, Vanderbilt. Volleyball to Russell. Three-pointer. What a night! D'Angelo Russell has a new playoff career high.
Here is LeBron, three-pointer.
Of course it's good. 100-64.
LA leads by 33. 100-67. D'Angelo Russell for three.
Good again. D'Angelo Russell with 31 points.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Russell with 31, as you hear with John Ireland on Lakers radio. LeBron only needed to score 22, and Anthony Davis didn't even play 30 minutes. It wasn't necessary, but had a double-double in this Game 6 victory over the Grizzlies. 16 points, 14 rebounds, 5 block shots. Oh, my goodness. The Grizzlies were sitting ducks when they got near AD. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. What are the most improbable, unlikely, unbelievable upsets in sports history? And I know it's a question that can take you a variety of ways, but in light of the Game 7 history that we witnessed multiple places in the country on Sunday, it's a fun question. It always brings a wide array of responses. So A-Law Radio on Twitter, or our show Twitter, of course, and then our Facebook page as well. The Lakers make quick work of the Grizzlies on Friday. Friday, it was Friday. The days all blend together. The nights definitely blend together. This wasn't even a game where I felt like the Grizzlies were competitive. The Lakers were already up by 17 at half, and they cruised to a 40-point win. Mercy rule, not in effect in the NBA, so instead the Grizzlies just waved the white flag. 40 in a closeout game. Can you have a little more self-respect than that, please? Now, the experience primarily on the side of the Lakers. But remember, this team was just rebuilt at the trade deadline. Not all of these guys have championship experience. Going back to 2020, yes. Now, that was different. It was in the bubble. But certainly, LeBron James brings enough experience for an entire roster. But for the most part, the rest of these guys, not so much. Playoff experience, yes. But this bulldog mentality in game number 6, oh, it was evident. It's clear that LeBron got a hold of the Lakers before they took the court.
That was definitely a game 7 mentality for us. We understood that we had an opportunity to play in front of our fans, and we want to try to end it tonight. We came out with a disposition, with a next play mentality, and even when we made mistakes, we brushed it off right away and moved on to the next play.
Now, they were very reticent to give any credence to the trash talking of the Memphis Grizzlies. Certainly, Dylan Brooks made a name for himself. We'll get to you pronto here, Dylan. Hold your horses. Dylan, by the way, got fined by the NBA for refusing to participate in post-game press conferences. Ha! So you can talk on the court, but you can't talk after the game?
I pulled bears.
Yeah. Oh, LeBron actually tweeted something along the lines of bears. I'll have to go back and look at it. Anyway, LeBron says game seven mentality. Anthony Davis says that trash talking, it just bounces off us, sticks to, it's like glue. I'm rubber, you're glue. Bounces off me, sticks to you.
People gonna talk. We've had some trash talk on the court in the series, but you know, all the talking in the media and all that stuff, we just go out and, you know, let our game talk and play basketball. We try not to get in the back and forth with those guys. Obviously, that's how a lot of times, you know, guys kind of get their stuff going. You know, if a guy's constantly talking and you're not saying nothing back, it's nothing, and they're going to eventually stop. I think that's what kind of happened with Dylan Brooks. But, you know, we just wanted to let our game talk. You know, anytime you step on the floor, just play basketball and let the rest take care of itself.
Is it time? Is it time to get to Dylan Brooks? He actually singles out Dylan Brooks, mentions him by name, of course. So with Dylan, you may remember, just as a side note, do you recall the number of points Dylan said it would require to impress him? He said he wasn't impressed unless a guy dropped 40 on him. But do you see the significance in that? I wonder if there was any of the Lakers running up the score to be sure that they won this game by 40.
I don't care. He's old.
Dylan Brooks said after the opener, "I don't care. He's old." We had a lot of fun with it here on the show. LeBron chose not to respond in that moment. And the Grizzlies did force the series back to LA for a game six, in which they promptly got lambasted by 40. Huh.
I don't care. He's old.
Yep. Well, Dylan Brooks, what have you to say for yourself now that the series is done and your season is done?
You know, that's who I am. You know, I don't regret it. I'm a competitor. I compete. You know, I don't think it got LeBron geeked up. You know, is he back in the playoffs? It's been a little while. So I think, you know, he was ready to play. And overall, we just got beat better by a better team, bigger team. Guys that have their whole team, their whole pieces there. And, you know, I'm just going to, you know, continue to be me and get better at what I do.
I wouldn't expect him to change. Draymond Green's not going to change either. It's just different when Dre has the hardware and Dylan doesn't yet. And the Grizzlies certainly need to grow up. That's a major piece of this. And Ja Morant admits it. We'll hear from him momentarily. But producer Jay, I'm going to need you as the cooler one of the two of us to help me by, are you ready? Opening up LeBron James' Twitter page. Okay, now I will readily admit that there are song lyrics out there that I don't recognize because I don't listen to a lot of pop music. Some of it, I don't listen to a lot of rap. I don't listen to a lot of the cool stuff. I'm much more into country and symphony music, and also I like McKay Love music, but I don't want to assume anything with LeBron. So it certainly does appear as though he has posted lyrics to a song, possibly. But do you wonder if these are a nod to Dylan Brooks? You ready? I can't read them all because they're not all appropriate for air, but he does use emojis in the place of swear words, which I think is clever. "Unlike you, little bleep, I'm a grown-ass man. Big shoes to fill, bleep, grown-ass pants. Probably hustle with your pops. Go ask your parents." "It's apparent you're staring at a legend who put a few little bleep in the place before, trying to eat without saying they grace before." Now, to me, if you read them out loud, it sounds like song lyrics. But how much can we infer from that? I don't know. That, to me, may definitely be a nod to Dylan Brooks.
I would say that that's absolutely a nod to Dylan Brooks. And those are song lyrics. It's actually a Jay-Z song.
Of course it is. Yeah. I should have known that. That would have been my first guess, actually, because it seems a little bit like Jay-Z, the type of lines he would pen. You think that's about Dylan, though?
I think it's 1,000% about Dylan. I think that's LeBron finally clearing that, squashing it, saying, try again next year.
It's good job, good effort. It's actually the only tweet that he's posted since the game, so I'm thinking, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, but that didn't get him going, right, Dylan?
Not at all. Come on, it's ironic that Dylan Brooks uses the number 40 that would take to impress him, and the Lakers, in fact, smash the Grizzlies by 40 in game 6.
I don't care. He's old.
Yep. You do care. But better luck next time. Okay, John Morant, how about you and your leadership and what the team needs and how you can help them with your leadership moving forward?
Just got to be better, you know, with my decision making. It's pretty much it. You know, off the court issues, you know, affected us as a, you know, organization, pretty much. So, yeah. Just more discipline.
We talked to Eric Hasseltine, the radio play-by-play voice of the Grizzlies, has been with the franchise a long time, and he talked about the lack of leadership in those critical moments. It's not just about who can step up and have a big shot. No, we see that with multiple players around the league. You know, leadership is rallying the troops. Leadership is raising the bar. Leadership is causing everyone around you to get better. Leadership is being able to create the spirit, the heart, the intensity, the chemistry. The Warriors have leadership in their thumbnails more so than what the Grizzlies have. So what about it, Ja Morant? You want to be a leader. What did you take away from this season as a whole?
Like I, you know, recently just said before, I feel like, you know, mine is more, you know, off the court and on the court, you know, just being disciplined on both sides, you know, off the court, you know, making better decisions, you know, on the court, you know, being locked in, you know, even more, being, you know, a leader of this team, you know, it pretty much, you know, start with me. So, you know, however, you know, I attack, you know, any situation, you know, I know, you know, my guys will follow. So, you know, I just got to be better, you know, in that area.
To that end, talking about the youth, the inexperience, talking about the transient nature of the Grizzlies and the fact that they've had a lot of guys come in and out. Remember, I mean, they were a playoff team for a while. Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph, Mike Conley, that was the trio that was there for a while, but they decided to rebuild. They've gone through multiple head coaches. Taylor Jenkins they like, but Dylan Brooks is actually the longest tenured member of the Grizzlies. He's 27. He's the longest tenured member of the Grizzlies, and he's about to be a free agent. So they could be starting fresh, but they need some veteran leadership, some strong voices in that locker room. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing, help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.